The cycle of gospel harvesting. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. Those who receive the gospel are to be his living agencies. One scatters the seed, another gathers the harvest, and both rejoice together in the reward of their labor. Jesus said to the disciples, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. The disciples were entering into other men's labors. An unseen agency had worked silently but effectually to produce the harvest. Christ was about to water the seed with his own blood. His disciples were co-workers with Christ and with holy men of old. By the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost, thousands were to be converted in a day. This was the result of Christ's sowing, the harvest of his work. The Samaritans came and heard Jesus, and believed. Crowding about him at the well, they plied him with questions, and eagerly received his explanations of many things that had been obscure to them. Their perplexity began to clear away. Anxious to hear more, they invited him to their city, and begged him to remain with them. For 2 days he tarried in Samaria, and many more believed. Jesus performed no miracles among them, save in revealing the secrets of her life to the woman at the well. Yet many received him. In their new joy they said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.